For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, a little housekeeping. I apologize. I got my times mixed up. D'Amico Ryan.
Don't take that, bro. That was my fault. That was on me.
Tyler, listen.
The bad weekend is continuing. That was on me.
Tyler, chill, man. You have enough bullets. Let me take that one. All right?
I appreciate you. I'm sorry.
The people are pretty in a tough place, and they need somebody to blame. And I'm telling you, it's coming your way. So just let me take that bullet.
All right. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Since it's already out, Tyler did screw up the time. and forced me to look bad here. But D'Amico will come up here since the bottom of the hour. No, D'Amico will come up at about 2:40. We will carry that for you. And that will be interesting because it's interesting how we look at games. As Tyler said, it was the most embarrassing he's ever been as a fan. Clint, I said, what was the thing that jumped out to you the most? And for you, it was the penalties. And I think a lot of it has to do with, hell, you picked up 12 last week. And now that's two straight weeks with double-digit penalties. And it's just discipline, and it's a bad look. For me, Clint, I was shocked while it was happening, continued to be shocked as it continued to happen, and shocked when it was over. I cannot believe how overmatched and outcoached the Texans were. Kevin O'Connell, and I'm just saying for yesterday what we saw. Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores, that matchup versus D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick, that wasn't even close.
Dang it, Bobby, that's exactly what we don't want.
And it continued to get worse, and it was perplexing, some of the decisions that were made by the Texans. I mean, there's so many things you can roll with it. I mean, I think the first play of the game that the Texans seemed to unveil their crack game plan to really stymie Jonathan Greenard, and that was to put Cade Stover, a rookie tight end, on him. And they continued to do it, even though they came out here and Jonathan Greenard had, I think I heard you say in the postgame, a career day if it wasn't close.
Oh, my God.
And then they said, hey, Dalton Schultz, I know this is absolutely the worst thing you do on the field, but here, you go get the other guy, Jerry Tillery. Yeah. You go do that. I'm just blown away. And then
John Greenard.
I mean, Justin Jefferson, how they defended him in the first half was just another one that just made no sense. So to me, Clint, the coaching situation of how much they were dominated, that was the thing that jumps out to me the very, very most from that game.
Absolutely. Now, the most alarming thing to me is the penalties. The most disappointing thing is what you're talking about right now. Both plans were very, very suspect. D'Amico Ryans at least made an adjustment at halftime. It appears made an adjustment at halftime because Justin Jefferson didn't touch the ball in the second half. But the way in which, by formation, the Minnesota Vikings were able to get twice early in this game, Justin Jefferson matched up on Eric Murray. And then on the touchdown that Jones scores, he's got Justin Jefferson matched up on Azeez Al-Shaair in the end zone 1-on-1. Now, he just cleared it out, and Aaron Jones scores an easy touchdown, which is a big part of it. But to think that whatever your plan was didn't revolve around keeping that from happening for four quarters. It happened multiple times early in this game. The defensive game plan from jump was extremely suspect. The thought that you're going to give Justin Jefferson a free release consistently early in this game, and allow him to get matched up on those players early in this ball game. Now, if they were to adjust in the second half and they did some things formationally and maybe with some motions or whatever, alignments, that just confused you and it happened, cool, I get it. This was from jump. And so that clearly was disappointing. And you mentioned offensively, like, and the thing offensively, no doubt about it, Cade Stover multiple times on Jonathan Greenard or any defensive end is setting that kid up to fail. And this is a coaching staff that prides himself and have done an elite job at not asking players to do things they can't do. Make sure the players are playing to their strengths. Putting Dalton Schultz in a situation and Cade Stover even worse in a situation where they've got to block rush ends, true defensive ends, true edge rushers, is plumb ass silly.
You think they would have done this to Brevin Jordan?
I don't know. But Brevin's glad he's injured right now. For that 1 week, he was glad he wasn't out there. Because here's the deal. Here's even the more alarming part of this topic we're talking about, Ron. In the post-game presser, C.J. Stroud, he flat out said, no, they didn't do anything we didn't expect them to do. So you're telling me.
I don't believe that.
Now you're telling me that they did exactly what you expected them to do defensively coming out of the gate. And early in this game, your plan was Cade Stover on a rush on a defensive end. Dalton Schultz on a defensive end. That is as bad as we've seen Bobby Slowick from a plan perspective. That's the poorest that I've seen Bobby Slowick ever plan.
It's his first game against the Ravens.
Putting Dieter at tackle.
And then let him go one-on-one with a speed rusher.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that was just... I mean,
it's just they kept doing it.
Well, that's the other part of this thing.
Don't both of those things, when you say that, and I know we got to get out because we got to get to D'Amico, but the Jefferson thing.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.